This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A U.S. Department of Defense facility near Pueblo is nearly done destroying hundreds of thousands of World War II-era chemical weapons. CPR's Dan Boyce reports on the site's final stages.
Workers have been carefully disassembling mustard gas-containing artillery shells with the help of robots since 2016. Now, they're starting to intentionally blow up old mortar shells in a specially designed isolation chamber. Irene Cornelli chairs the Colorado Chemical Demilitarization Citizens Advisory Commission. She says it's about time the facility finishes its work.
I'm actually feeling delighted that we are finally getting rid of these weapons that have been stored in Pueblo forever.
The weapons have been in Pueblo since the 50s. Cornelli says she hopes the site completes its work by September next year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More than half of downtown Denver commuters telecommuted to the office last year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
In 2019, just 3% of downtown workers teleworked. In 2021, reports the Downtown Denver Partnership, that figure jumped to 56%. We can thank the pandemic for that, of course. COVID also pushed commuters out of buses and trains and into their cars. More people rode their bicycles to work, too. If these dramatic shifts persist, they could change how downtown buildings are used. Less office space, perhaps, and more apartments and condos. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.